Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 28th of July and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business from down here in sunny Cheltenham. Anyway, let's get on with idea one. Ever stood on a train station platform in anticipation of wondering as the train comes in where the spare seats are? Or if there are any? You ever struggled down the length of a train through an overcrowded carriage or two with your luggage to find a spare seat three carriages down? Well, if in one station in Holland, that anticipation hassle is now over. A dramatically and demonstrably different sign tells you where the seats are. Yes, it's a 590-foot platform-long LED screen which hangs above the train and actually has colour coding to actually show which carriages are half full, half or empty or completely full. Also highlights the door markings so you know where to get on. And it's a great example, I think, of improving the customer experience by removing barriers and blockages and being easy to deal with. And one of the things I'm going to think a bit about in terms of your own businesses, where are your blockages? What irritates or annoys your customers when it comes to doing business with you? What are the blockages and barriers your customers experience when dealing with you? How can you find out? Here's a hint. Ask them and your frontline staff. And how can you eliminate them? That's the blockages, not the staff. And the results in Holland were actually very, very impressive. Customer satisfaction levels were up, as were increasing capacities on the trains. It was a real win-win. They now roll this out across the whole of the country. And a complaint about the service was that it wasn't implemented in more stations. And that's the danger of increasing customer expectations by exceeding them. They want more. Idea two is to do something about this. Are your customers prepared to pay more for better customer service? Or do they just want the best deal regardless? A challenge for many businesses is maintaining that balance between price and service and working out what the best thing to offer is. Well, researchers from the Institute of Customer Service, as part of their UK Customer Satisfaction Index research, have discovered that in the UK, typically, 60% of customers want a balance of price and service, obviously with a certain minimum level of standards. 24% said that they favour excellent service and were prepared to pay premium for it. And 15% of customers simply wanting the cheapest prices, even if this means compromising on the quality of customer service. What does that mean for your business? Well, clearly it's not a case of that this spread is exactly the same in every sector, or it's not definite that your customers can be split in this way, but one, how well do you know your customers? Do you actually know where they are on the scale or which customers are where on the scale when it comes to valuing customer service? Two, are you focused on the right ones? 3D businesses choose them or lose them. They focus on the customers they want to work with. Their offer actually and their sales and marketing efforts accordingly are focused. And three, is your offer the right one? It's worth pointing out there's no right or wrong here. If your focus isn't at the value end of the market, just make sure that your offer hits the spot when it comes to price. Equally, if at the premium end, ensure that your customer experience is remarkable. How are your customers split? Do you know? Maybe you can try and see what you can do to find out. And idea three is to do this. I love listening to podcasts, and maybe you do too if you're listening to this. People often ask me which ones I recommend. So what we've actually done is put a list up on a special page on the website. No guarantees that they're for you, but it's 10 podcasts I think are worth listening to. People like Mitch Joel of Six Pixels of Separation, Duct Tape Marketing, The Bottom Line with Evan Davis from the BBC, Entrepreneurial Thought Leaders from Stanford Technology Venture Programme, which is some great speakers. And I've also put in there Desert Island Discs. Not lots of business people, but always lots of wonderful insights where you can actually listen to nearly 3,000 different interviews of people cast away on the desert island. Get happy listening. Have a great week now.